This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, September 30th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And of course, topic number 5 this week is Hurricane Ian. By the time you're seeing this, it's preparing to make landfall near Charleston, South Carolina. It is strengthened again from a tropical storm back to a Category 1 hurricane. Ian's landfall in Florida made it one of the most intense hurricanes ever to hit southwest Florida. It tracked very near the path of 2004's Hurricane Charley, but Ian was more than 2.5 times larger in terms of the size of the hurricane, the wind field, and so forth. As of this recording, more than 2.5 million Floridians without power. Topic number 4, Russia and Ukraine. As expected, as predicted, Russia being blamed for the sabotage that took out the Nord Stream gas pipelines Monday, and Germany's Der Spiegel newspaper confirming from its sources that the explosive devices used to blow the tubes, comparable to about 500 kilograms of TNT, means that it must have been a state actor behind the action. This was not some random radical group of Greens or something that decided to blow up the pipeline to strike a blow against the evils of fossil fuels. This was some state actor with some pretty sophisticated capabilities, special forces. Now, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who I mentioned the other day, kind of threatening Italy if they elected a right-wing government, responded to the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, saying that the European Union would respond with the strongest possible response. This would appear to be an act of war. Anyway, Sweden reported a fourth breach of the pipelines on Wednesday, gas leaking to the surface of the Baltic Sea, showing creating a disturbance hundreds of feet wide. The extent of the damage still to be determined, but German security forces, or rather authorities, say that the pipelines may be damaged beyond economical repair forever if they're not patched very quickly, because salt water leaching into the holes would damage and corrode the insides of the pipeline. They're not put into the water, and they never come in contact with the salt water. The inch and a half, inch and three quarter, I think it's inch and five eighths thick steel pipe is encased in concrete, but unless they're patched quickly, they'll become nothing more than billions of dollars worth of scrap metal going across the floor of the Baltic Sea. Now, here's the question in my mind. The Baltic Pipe, which I mentioned the other day, this is the new pipeline that connects Norway to Poland, bringing natural gas from Norway's gas fields to Poland, ultimately to provide about 15% of Poland's gas. They cross the Baltic Pipe crosses the Nord Stream pipelines very near where the damaged pipelines were blown up. If, in fact, Russia was behind this. Now, Russia had already shut off the gas in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Nord Stream 2 had never even been turned on. What would Russia gain by blowing holes in its own infrastructure? It already had what it wanted. It was pressuring Germany to do Putin's bidding by turning off the gas, threatening Germany's ability to put enough gas for the coming winter by just turning off the pipeline. It didn't need to blow holes in the pipelines to stop the flow of gas. If the point is to freeze out Western Europe, why not, while you've already got special forces operating in that exact area, why not blow the Baltic Pipe as well? Maybe I'm missing something here, and I don't really like going here because this is disturbing to think that the neocons behind the proxy war between NATO and Russia in Ukraine are capable of this. But the only real outcome that I see is that this forces Germany to stay the course. Germany, as long as those Nord Stream pipelines are there, it's always, you know, in the back of the minds of Germany, it's like, it's going to be a really cold winter. Maybe we should just give in to Russia and say, okay, turn the gas back on. Everything will be fine. Now that's no longer an option. Germany kind of forced to stay the course as long as this war between Russia and NATO continues over Ukraine. Winter is coming. It's going to be a cold winter. And meanwhile, today, Russia announcing the official, as in Russian eyes, annexation of the regions of Donbass, Kherson, and Zaporizhia in Ukraine, making them part of Russia proper, at least in Russian eyes. not likely the rest of the world, other than Russia's allies, will acknowledge this. But combined with the new partial mobilization of Russia's military forces, it looks like I may have been right from the get-go, that the forces Putin had committed to Ukraine so far were second-tier units, that the actual military, the more battle-tested units, he was holding in reserve for an actual wider ground war with NATO. And the blowing of the Nord Stream pipelines may be the trigger that signals the next phase of this wider war. Again, I say, this looks like we're repeating World War I all over again. Topic number three, economy. Mortgage rates here in the United States above 7%. Luxury home sales have dropped year over year 28%. Regular home sales, regular market sales down 19.5%. This is due in part to the spike in mortgage rates. Oh, yes, and inflation. It's hard to make those payments when suddenly your dollar is not going as far as it used to. According to Mortgage Daily News, 30-year mortgage rates now at 7.0%, 7.08%. That's the highest level in 21 years. This follows the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike of 0.75 percentage point. Now, in the UK, the United Kingdom continues to wrestle with the aftermath of the new mini budget from new Prime Minister Liz Truss. Biggest tax cuts in 50 years, going all out for economic growth, but blowing a hole in the UK's budget, apparently, and damaging its credibility with investors. The pound crashed to a record low against the US dollar on Monday after the mini budget was announced. Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng doubled down on his bet by saying there may be more tax cuts coming. He did not explain how they intend to pay for them. But to be fair, that's never really stopped the United States government. So, you know, why hold that against the UK government? Anyway, the Bank of England on Wednesday responded by printing about 65 billion pounds. It's about 70 billion US dollars to buy government bonds between now and October 14th, essentially protecting the economy from the fallout of the mini budget. The question is why her plan was rolled out anyway. Didn't somebody say, hey, there's a good chance this is not going to go well? I didn't really expect Truss to be a good prime minister. I just didn't expect her to commit the political equivalent of stepping on a rake with her first major policy announcement, you know, bang, because that appears to be what's happened. And, oh, look, is that Boris Johnson over there waiting for people to call him back? Topic number two, all ages drag shows. Who would have thought before this year that the phrases all ages and drag show would appear in the same sentence? But when you do a search on Google for that right now, you get 91 million hits. There is a campaign across the United States and indeed the Western world to normalize this sexualized form of entertainment for underage children. All ages, family-friendly drag shows. Last Friday, protesters forced organizers in Memphis to cancel a family-friendly show, drag show, at the Memphis Museum of Science and History. Excuse me, what? The Museum of Science and History, holding an all-ages drag show and dance party with a cash bar. Sorry, maybe I'm just more conservative than I thought I was, but I just don't see this as a family-friendly, all-ages type of thing. Anyway, the media blamed the right-wing group, the Proud Boys, armed protesters, for causing the cancellation. They painted the drag performers as victims. Meanwhile, a planned drag event for teens at Downers Grove, that's a suburb of Chicago, 2 weeks ago, was canceled, but the controversy continued this week as Wednesday night, parents and residents sounded off at a packed Downers Grove Public Library board meeting. See, the public library in Downers Grove was going to have a drag, an all-ages drag bingo night. Drag bingo, all ages, at the public library. Now, according to the news reports from Chicago, survey conducted by the library found that 52% of the residents of Downers Grove supported the idea, but that certainly wasn't the case at the meeting Wednesday night, where most of the people who attended were very much opposed to the idea. Now, let me be very clear. Nobody should be the victim of threats or violence. That should be a given. All right. But this drive, this campaign to push all ages shows and drag queen story hours on children. I'm sorry, this is not an all ages form of entertainment. It is a sexualized form of entertainment designed to normalize this behavior for children. And yes, the correct term here is grooming. Parents, grandparents, be aware. Because there is somebody, I don't know who yet, but there are groups out there who are working to dig this up and alert parents and grandparents as to what is going on in your communities. This is not okay. Inanna, the ancient Sumerian gender-fluid goddess of sex, carnal sex, and violence, is definitely the spirit of the age. And thankfully, Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's new book, more about that in just a minute, bringing this to light. Coming up, an accidental shepherd. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Kahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new, nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week, the running of the lambs. I mean, after all this other craziness, at least something to make you smile. A trail runner on a hike in the woods found that she was suddenly being followed by a flock of 100 sheep. They apparently had gotten lost. An artist named Eleanor Scholes came across the trail runner while she was on a hike. Runner stopped and said, "They just won't stop following me." Apparently, they had gotten lost in the woods, and when they saw the jogger, they just started following. Well, she seems to know where she's going. Let's follow her. I guess, look, if you're going to be followed while you're on a run, being followed by 100 sheep is not too bad a thing. Don't know what happened to the sheep after they continued following the jogger when she went on her way and hopefully eventually reunited with the shepherd. But again, compared to some things that you might be followed by while you're out for a run, 100 sheep, okay, that's pretty low on your list of worries. Well, speaking of the shepherd and where we find him, ground zero for the war in which our shepherd went to battle for us is Israel. And we will be back there in March, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and me, along with Allie Anderson and Donna Howell, our colleagues from the Simply His program at Skywatch TV, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. He'll be joining us as well, and we'll be preaching and teaching all along the way. You can get a look at the itinerary, see what you will see when you join us, and reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his new book, The Return of the Gods, and one of the gods that he argues is, frankly, possessing the United States right now is the Enchantress. This is a reference to the ancient Sumerian goddess Inanna, otherwise known as Ishtar, Astarte in the Bible, Aphrodite, Venus, also called the Queen of Heaven, not just in biblical times, but today as well. She is very deceptive, and she has got the world in its sway. You can make a very good case, and Sharon has in some conference presentations, that she is the spirit of the age. Don't miss the discussions with Jonathan Kahn about his new book, Return of the Gods. This is eye-opening because it explains much of what is happening in America today and around the world. Skywatch TV's broadcast schedule is posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now. Get a look at next week's program. In fact, a few days early, we post them early to our Roku and Apple TV channels. Those are free, by the way. You can also download the program right to your smartphone or tablet. All of our video content, the weekly broadcast show, Simply His, these daily news updates, along with important news updates three times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events, that in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet that you hold, we've got the app for you and the link to the app store for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find it in the top menu bar at our website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.